He goes, ugh, they're not coming for you. So, that said, I am now going to introduce the people you came to see. I cannot thank them enough. This is truly out of the kindness of their hearts and combined with a little Jewish guilt, probably a lot of it from me. They already had done me an enormous favor by being part of this book. And then to drag them back to the Y, which is obviously the mecca of places to appear, they really, it's a mitzvah to me. So I just want them to know and you to know how grateful I am, and I don't take their time lightly. Unfortunately, Jason couldn't actually get here, so he's going to be a voice from Sinai tonight on this screen. I know we have a collective awe, but you know, he is here in spirit, and actually in voice, and it's better than not having him at all. I'll start with Leonard Nimoy. I don't have to do anything. It sort of seems silly to introduce these people because they're so famous, but I'm going to do my job. He was born in Boston. I'm not going to give you his background. That'll hopefully come out in our talk, but he lived in a tenement with his immigrant grandparents. We all know that he created, obviously, the iconic Captain Spock in Star Trek. He's also acted in films like A Woman Called Golda, in which he played Golda Meir's husband. He was in Never Forget, a wonderful film where he played Mel Mermelstein, an Auschwitz survivor who went to court in 1980 to prove that the Holocaust actually happened. He's an accomplished director who directed one of my all-time favorite films, The Good Mother, as well as the hilarious Three Men and a Baby. He's also the author and, well, the poet. He's a poet and took these wonderful photographs. He's an incredibly accomplished photographer for a book called Shekhinah, which is also on sale, after this event. You should get it. And that was about sort of the female presence of God. He lives in New York with his wonderful wife, Susan Bay Nimoy, and I have to, full disclosure, say that he studies Torah with my parents, so that's my personal connection. Kira is a quintessential New Yorker, and she and I, yay. See, you guys don't have to do anything. You just come out and go home. She grew up in New York, and we actually went to Walden together. I don't know if any of you remember Walden. It's a defunct, very progressive school where I think we learned very little, but we felt very empowered. She's on this wonderful series called The Closer Now on TNT. If you haven't seen it, it's so good. She's so good. She plays as far from a Jew as you can get. A very, well-spoken, southern, very tough criminal investigator. She's also, as you know, been in Mr. and Mrs. Bridge, Personal Velocity, Something to Talk About. She was nominated for an Emmy for her role in the film Miss Rose Wright, which I hope we talk about today. They're all nominated for Emmys, so we can skip the Emmys. She lives in New York with Kevin Bacon, her husband, a wonderful actor, and their two children. And finally, Jason, who I assume is hearing this. Another Emmy nominee, born in Newark, New Jersey. Oh my God, nobody claps. most famous for his role as George Costanza on Seinfeld. He's been in Pretty Women, Shallow Hal. For those of you who don't know, you probably do. He's an amazing singer. He was in Stephen Sondheim's Merrily Roll Along. I have to, again, full disclosure, I was in that with him, believe it or not, in 1981. It was the original cast, and it flopped, but it's a wonderful score, and he's great in it. He had a lead. I was just in the chorus. He was also in The Rink, Jerome Robbins Broadway, which he won a Tony for, and he lives in Los Angeles with his wife of many years, and their two kids. So I think we can start. Let's bring him out. Let's get going.